Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Thank you. a child, I didn't see there was an end. Then one day I realized things begin again. A million paths can lead you there.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as I have renowned singer-songwriter Mary McGinnis. We're going to talk about her album Shadowcatcher, which is upcoming, and then the latest single Double Vision. You're going to hear that on the show, some of it, and also a previous release called Once in a Blue Moon. I would like to welcome Mary McGinnis to the show as we talk about her life and music. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Mary.
Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Very glad to have you today, Mary, to talk about your musical talent, your songwriting ability, to talk about your life in general. I know when I read your story, it resonated with me because when I was a young child, my parents could not raise my siblings, and there were times where DHR was involved, and ultimately my grandparents took custody of me when I was 9 years old. But I stayed with my grandparents a lot leading up to that point where they took guardianship. And I know that you had some challenges very early on in your life. And I saw some similarities in what I've gone through and what you had to go through to get to the point where you are today. And I thought it would be good just to lay the groundwork and the foundation of where you came from and start with as early as you can remember.
Oh, wow. That's amazing that you grew up with your grandparents. You know, I always find when I meet other people who've been raised by their grandparents, they're always, they have a little bit of a unique perspective, I think, on the world. And for me, it was great because I was exposed to a lot of music that I wouldn't have been exposed to. You know, when I was growing up, I really disliked big band music because that's what my grandfather liked. But then I really learned to appreciate it. And they had a daughter who was the half-sister of my dad, and she loved the Beatles. And so that's how I first really got into the Beatles was, and she had a lot of vinyl. And so that really exposed me to a lot of stuff. But yeah, my dad was in the Army and became a Green Beret. So I was born in Fort Hood, Texas. And my mother was Korean. And when I was five, yes, that's when I went to live with my grandparents. So a bit tumultuous, but I'm very grateful that I got to grow up in New York with them. So
I think it's very important, Mary, that people understand where we come from sometimes to see how we got to where we are, because people can see the good, they can see the success, and forget that there were challenges that had to be overcome to get to the point where we are. And it's not as easy as I decided to write a song one day and I have the ability to sing, and therefore I became a singer-songwriter and have had success in that. You had to go through some challenges in your life that were no fault of your own, but you had to be able to overcome those things. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking right now, Mary.
It's true. And, you know, I think there's a saying, you know, everyone likes to think also that their suffering is unique, but I think that it isn't. And I think that we go through our, you know, lessons in life for whatever reason to make us grow. I mean, that's what I feel it is, it's for. And yeah, I mean, it definitely, I didn't realize it growing up and through the various challenges that I had. But yeah, it gave me a lot of, a big well to draw from my writing.
So you were watching Lawrence Welk and you had a relative who liked the Beatles.
Well, I remember my great grandmother. So it was my Norwegian step grandmother that raised. So it wasn't my blood grandmother, but her mother lived till she was like 95 or something. But she, I remember, liked Lawrence Welk. I didn't watch Lawrence Welk, but I do remember hearing about Lawrence Welk.
Me and grandmother watched Lawrence Welk every Saturday. That was a thing of our household, was to watch Lawrence Welk. And when you said there was big band in your life, I thought, well, there must have been Lawrence Welk too. But if
it was like Artie Shaw and Benny Goodman and Glenn, and my grandpa fought in World War II, and he was from Brooklyn, and I think those were like really good memories for him. I think he used to go out dancing to that music. So I think that was a really good time in his life.
Music has a healing effect, Mary, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. It really does. Universal language, right?
I've mentioned it before, but I've done a show on an organization called Music and Memory, and they take music from someone's early years of their life, the part of their life that is most influential for the music. And then when they're going through dementia and Alzheimer's and memory loss, they bring this playlist to the forefront. It does actually help that person to remember some things that maybe they've forgotten, but music draws that out of them. And that's what Music and Memory tries to show, is that the music can actually connect a person to a time in their life where they can start recalling some things because the music brings those memories out.
Wow, that's so powerful. And it totally makes sense. It's like, it's like eating a certain dish that you haven't had in a long time or something, you know, it can bring back memories and it's comfort.
At what point did you know that you wanted to take a path or a career path into the music industry as a songwriter and a singer?
Well, I think I first originally really went into it as a singer. And it was when I was in the high school musical, which they had my high school music teacher had to call the house and force me to audition, or they said I couldn't run track because I didn't want to try out. And I did. And I think that it was such an amazing experience for me. And she really took me under her wing, which is why I'm such a big fan of teachers. I stayed in touch with my third grade teacher till she passed, and my high school music teacher, and she's the one who kind of said, you know, you should really try to, you know, do this. And she looked into, I started going to like a music program in the city on Saturdays, and but I never thought of myself as a songwriter. I didn't really come to that till I moved to LA. I originally went into opera and then in Broadway. So that was my original start. But as I was doing it, I really started to just, I was writing all the time, and it just kind of naturally, I guess, evolved over years, you know. Not a straight line, but, you know, a long and winding road to songwriting. So,
sure. And that leads us to your music. And we want to talk about your album that is coming out. And it is Shadow Catcher. And then we want to talk about the latest single, Double Vision, as well as a previous release called Once in a Blue Moon. And Mary, if you'll stick with me, we'll take this into another segment and we'll talk more about your music and get people to know Mary McGinnis and the music of Mary, so that they can then be able to go to all the platforms and download your music and start to listen and like your music like I've started doing lately.
Thank you.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook.
Once in a blue moon, someone comes along. Knows how to love, turns the moon to gold. Stars are falling.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have Mary McGinnis on the line with me right now. Singer-songwriter. We are about to talk about her upcoming album, Shadow Catcher. I was able to listen to several of the songs, and I really enjoyed listening to the latest single, Double Vision, as well as Once in a Blue Moon, which was a previous release. And Mary, I just wanted you to know that I had not actually heard of you before. But that's not a bad thing. That's something that I just wasn't aware of. But once I heard your music, I really enjoyed it, and I have songs that I can now listen to. And I had my family, as we were on the road headed to Nashville the other day for Thanksgiving, we were playing Mary McGinnis music headed north.
Oh, wow. That's a huge compliment. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
You're most welcome. But that's how people are going to be able to find out. They have to listen. And they have to be able to go and pull these songs and say, hey, I like Mary too.
Wow. Well, hopefully they will. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Let's talk about pulling together this album, Shadow Catcher. What's all the work that goes into putting an album together like this?
Well, I think it like germinates for a while. I think it's like percolating. And I was, you know, jotting down tons of ideas and lyrics for quite a while, and at least a year. And then I also was coming to Nashville once a month and writing a bit. And then in April of 2022, I just woke up one morning and I sat up straight in bed and I said, we have to move to Nashville. So literally 2 months later, stepped from Santa Monica, California, and moved here.
Wow.
And I just started just really, you know, sitting down and writing this record. And I was lucky to have so many lovely, amazing co-writers to write it with. But it still was an intense period of writing and just a lot of work. And I really didn't go out or meet people or do any of the things you're supposed to do when you first move to a new city. I was just like, I have to write this record. And I'm really glad I did. And that's kind of the first part of it. And then the second part is, you know, gathering the producer and the musicians and the arrangements and how you're going to actually really, you know, record this music. And to me, those are kind of the most fun parts, you know, of making a record, is writing and recording. I mean, I really felt like I was in a state of, you know, flow, they call it, or sometimes blissful. Like, if there's nothing better than at the end of the day, like feeling like you finished a song or did something that you feel really good about.
Who are some people that you bounce your ideas off of? Is it something that you just do solely by yourself, or do you have a team of people that you can say, does this work? And this sounds like it works. Does this seem to flow?
My dog. No, you know, my daughter, sometimes, like, if she's, she'll hum something. She hears me working on something. I said, oh, is that catchy to you? And she's like, yeah, if she sings it over and over, sometimes I'm like, okay, then I have something. She's 10, you know, or, I'll play something for my husband. But, you know, I don't have a team of people, that I play stuff for. That would be nice, I think. But, I usually kind of write in a solitary way, and then I have something. And when I meet another songwriter, you know, I usually have something fleshed out. And that's just how it's been. But, you know, I think that's the fun part too, is collaborating as well. That's really fun for me.
For this album, Shadow Catcher, what are some of the messages that you are trying to get across through your music, Mary?
You know, I think, say Double Vision, that I just released this month. I mean, to me, I don't know how much time we have, but there's a story. One of the things that inspired me to write Double Vision was, should I tell this story? I have a little story.
Go right ahead.
We have time. Okay. Years ago, when I was in New York City and I was going to school and I was waitressing, and I got off my shift and it was late, you know, at least 2 a.m. or something. And I took a subway, I fell asleep, and I took the subway to the end of the line. And when I woke up, there was no one in the subway car, and I got out and there was no one on the subway platform. And I had no money on me, and I didn't know how, not only was I going to get home, but I look across the street, you have to cross the street to get to go the other way. And it was just a really dangerous area. It was bad. I didn't even feel safe crossing the street. And out of nowhere, this man appears next to me. He's in a construction vest, and he looks, you know, he says, you look like you need help or something. I said, I do. I don't know. I'm going to get home, and I don't know about crossing the street. Like, I was, you know, kind of, I didn't know what to do. And he said, oh, I'll call you a gypsy cab. And because the area was so bad that not even normal cabs came to the area. And I said, okay. And what seemed like a few minutes later, there was a gypsy cab in front of me. And I remember I'm getting into the cab and I said, you know, can I get your name and your number? I can send you some money. And he's like, no, don't worry about it. And he puts me in the cab. And then I turn around and there was no one there. So I'm just getting choked up because I cannot tell this story without it actually really, it just really blows my mind, even when I think about it to this day. And, you know, I wasn't imagining it. It really happened. So I think about that story, and that's the only time that something like that has happened to me. And I think that it's very comforting for me to think that we're not alone and that there's, you know, help comes to us in mysterious and unexplained ways. And that's where I got really my song Double Vision. I'm sorry, I got to gather myself up here. I get really choked.
No, you're fine. And that's one of the messages within your story is the fact that at one point in your life, you lacked a safety net and you didn't have a reliable support system to turn to when circumstances took a turn for the worse. You were eating leftovers and discarded cafeteria items. And this was a struggle in New York City as you were living and studying there.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was very broke. Very, very, very broke. And I can only look back at what happened that night and think that, you know, I was protected for a reason and that I still had some work to do here, you know?
I believe that. And Kenny Loggins, you've worked with Kenny, you've worked with Train, Counting Crows, Gavin DeGraw, just to name a few. You've had in your niche the country and folk genres, and your roots and life experiences are there within your new album, is the way I look at it. If people want to listen to the album and find out more about you, I would say that's probably one of the best ways to do it is to listen to Shadow Catcher.
Yeah. Yes. It'll be out January 26th. And, I think it's, you know, I think every album is kind of a collection of a photograph of time in the writer's or the artist's life. And I think that all these songs, keep dreaming, you know, without not giving up, not getting discouraged. If you feel, you know, the fire, the passion for something you're doing, whatever it is, that you have to know it in yourself and keep going, no matter what the world is showing you. It's temporal. It's not going to last forever. And, you know, Shadow Catcher is about, depression and, you know, also getting through challenging times and learning to turn it into something else. Found a Beauty. It's about the story of my great grandmother, who was Scottish. And during the Depression, you know, all the children went to different homes. You know, my grandfather, they all were raised in different homes because during that time, no one could afford to feed, you know, six children. And she was committed to an insane asylum, Creedmoor, for what they now think was just postpartum depression. But I wrote that song at the same time that the things were happening in Iran, where, you know, women were really fighting just for human rights. And that's where that song came from, Bounded Beauty.
That's amazing that it goes from your grandmother to what's happening in Iran. That's very deep to think about all the different circumstances around the world and things that sometimes we have no control over, but I do try to spread the message of do what's doable. And if there is something that we can do to try to make that effort. Now, you talked about depression, and that's something that I battle myself. It's something that I've been able to
somehow keep at bay for the past, I would say, 3 weeks. I fight daily, seems like. There are moments where I want to go into that mode, and it's very hard when you get in it to get out. You don't just snap out of it. And so I found myself a lot of times trying to function by helping other people because Mark didn't feel like he could help himself. And that's my life with depression, is that I just try to immerse myself in what others need because I can feel like I can do so little for myself.
Well, I understand some of that. And I think it takes a lot of courage, you know, to keep fighting to find ways to pull yourself out of that. And I think I'm glad that so much attention is being put on mental health. I think it's, you know, it's a major factor in a lot of things that are happening in our society, and we can surmise like, oh, maybe it's this, or, you know, too much time on social media, or too much this, or whatever. But suffice it to say, I guess it's never been higher. So I'm glad that people are talking about it. And I think that, you know, a lot of artists I know struggle with it. And I have, of course. And, you know, I don't know if there's, they say sometimes it's the brain doesn't make enough serotonin or dopamine, but, you know, I think it's finding support, and it might be from your early childhood, you know, with, you said, growing up with your grandparents. I don't know all the circumstances, but I think that when you have a void very early in life like that, I think it's something that you struggle to fill your whole life. It's kind of a black hole that you continuously, some people do it through addictions and other people do it through food, and, you know, it's all kinds of things. But it's something that, you know, we're looking to fill, and it is a challenge.
I totally agree with what you just said, Mary. And I think right now, maybe through music, we can make a little bit of a difference for those who are battling depression and anxiety, and leading them to Shadow Catcher, leading them to your life story, if you will, within this album. And maybe it might bring that deep and emotional exploration of life's complexities and the beauty that often goes unnoticed. Maybe that's what'll happen. Maybe someone will listen to the music and it'll bring something out of them that's been missing. I don't know, but if we don't share it, if we don't tell people about it, they won't know, and they will never know if they could have any type of experience through this music. And I want you to be able to share how people can get Shadow Catcher when it's released January 26th. Maybe there's a way to pre-order, maybe a website, social media, how you want people to follow you.
Well, it'll definitely be, a pre-order link on my Instagram, which is Mary McGinnis Official, same on Facebook. It'll be available anywhere you listen to music. And yes, I have a website, marymcg.com, short. it'll be available wherever people listen to music. And I feel like that's a wonderful thing. You know, whenever I've had anyone reach out to me and say that any of my music helped them or helped them get through something, I feel like I've done my job, and that's really my purpose here. And like I said, I feel like all we can do is to be a healing force in the world. And that is a choice in whatever we do, you know.
Mary, I want to say it's been a real pleasure to have this conversation with you today. And I hope the conversation doesn't stop here, that we can talk in the future. But I do wish you all the best when it comes to your new album releasing in January 26th, Shadow Catcher. And it's been a pleasure to be able to get to know you just a little bit today, Mary.
It's been a real pleasure speaking with you, Mark. And thank you so much for having me on your show. It was a real, real pleasure.
Absolutely. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. What you need to do now is share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at AthensBible.com.
These are my kind of people.